Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. I want to talk about some things that happened yesterday and the things, some things that have been happening with regard to the administration's programs and how they impact small businesses. Now, up to now, the programs that have been that the administration has been proposing and implementing have not been specifically focused on small business, but they have impacted small businesses. Yesterday, the president outlined with his Secretary of Treasury, Tim Geithner, some specific proposals for small businesses. And so I want to talk about some of those and identify them for you, because some of them are really, really good, and I'm really excited about them. I'm really very proud of the president. In fact, I want to congratulate President Obama on actually doing something for small business. But what I want to make sure that we do is that we take all of it on balance. We look at the good, the bad, and the ugly, and there's some of all of that in the new program and in some of the other things that they're working on. Let's talk about some of the good stuff. One of the things that they're doing, which is really excellent, is they've changed the loss carryback provision from 2 years to 5 years. Now, that's the way I understand it. And here's what that means. Folks, if you lose money in 2009, if you lost money in 2008, if you made money in 2006 and 2007, you could actually go back and apply some of those current losses against some of those profits that you made in previous years and have your taxes adjusted. Well, but what if you needed more profits? You didn't make as much profit in 06 and 07 to offset the losses in 08 and 09. Well, you just were out of luck beforehand. But now they've gone back 5 years. They're going to allow you to go back 5 years and pick up profits from past years and average those out. And this is really good. This is an excellent step in the right direction. This is going to help small business owners tremendously. In fact, it'll help just about every small business. See, this is one of the things that I like to point out is, what are those provisions that are going to help every small business, have the chance to help every small business, not just a few small businesses? And so this loss carryback is a really good provision, and I congratulate President Obama on proposing this. Another thing is is lowering the estimated tax percentages from 110% to 90%. Now, let me explain how I understand this works. Currently, when you do estimated tax payments, where you do a quarterly estimating of taxes, where you pay your taxes based on an estimate, then you in the past, and maybe at this very moment, you had to do 110% of last year's. In other words, they presumed that you were going to be doing better this year than last year, so they didn't want you to get behind, and so they wanted you to pay 110% of what you did last year in tax estimating. Well, that's a pretty expensive cash flow situation. That's one of the most annoying and onerous things for a business to do, is to have to do estimated tax filing, and to have to do it at 110% is really annoying, and is really a drain on cash flow. So now what they're talking about is changing that from 110% of last year to 90% of last year. That 20% difference is going to mean a significant improvement in cash flow for a lot of small businesses. It's going to leave that cash in the business to help make payroll, to help cover other expenses, and to grow the business. So that's good. Congratulations to the Obama administration. Congratulations, Secretary Geithner, on that provision. That's going to be very good. Another thing that they're doing that's really good is whatever they're doing to help the SBA help you and me. And there are a number of things that they're doing there. First thing they're doing is they're going to lower fees. If you borrow money, with an SBA guarantee, and that's where you go through a bank that connects up the SBA with you through a bank. You don't borrow money directly from the SBA. You work through a bank or a lending institution, and they put the SBA package together, and then the SBA guarantees a percentage of that loan. And so the fees for doing that are going to be lowered. So good, that's good. Also, they're going to increase. It's my understanding they're going to increase some of the loan guarantees to 90% from 80%. That's a good thing. That'll help banks take more risks. That will help banks make loans quicker and for borrowers that might not have been as credit worthy. So if a bank only has a 10% exposure and the government's taking the other 90% risk, then that helps a bank to make more loans to small businesses. And so that's a really good thing. I'm glad to see that. So those are very good things. Those are excellent things. Now, the SBA thing will help a lot of small businesses, but it won't help most small businesses. So I'm giving them credit for that. But the vast majority of small business owners will never have an SBA loan. I would like to see the SBA make more loans, and I think maybe the government president is going to try to encourage that. There's some other things that they're working on that will encourage that. So those are really good things. Here are some things that I'm not going to give them as much credit for, and actually some things I'm going to take them to task on. The increasing direct expensing from $125,000 to $250,000 a year. This is the Section 179 allowance, folks, where you can direct expense capital purchases rather than depreciating them over 3 to 5 years. You actually just write it off all in 1 year. This is a good thing. And the Section 179 direct expensing has been, we've had this for years. It's been probably 15 years, at least 10 or 12 years, we've had direct expensing. And it started out like $15,000, and it's been growing to $125,000. Now it's going to go to $250,000. Well, the concept of direct expensing is excellent. Raising it to $250,000 is only going to help some small businesses, a small part of small businesses, because most small businesses don't spend $250,000 on capital depreciable items in a year. So it's a good thing to do. It's not going to help a lot of small businesses. 20 after. I'll be right back. More to come after these messages. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Little Robert Cray bringing us back. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out. Check out my blog, my knowledge base. All that's there right from the homepage. And also my newsletter. You can see a sample and subscribe to that. We'll send it to you by email every Sunday afternoon. Get you ready for the week ahead. If you got 5 seconds, you got 1 minute, 3 minutes, 15 minutes, or any time in between, we've got something you can listen to or read. Everything under the Small Business Sun that we've talked about or written about, me and my Brain Trust members, all that's right there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you use it to your advantage. We built it for you. No barriers to entry. I'm talking about the good, the bad, and the ugly about the programs that the president, President Obama, and his administration and Congress are working on for you and me. What are they working on to help us? What are they working on to hurt us? I was talking earlier about the things that they've done to help us. Some things that they're doing sound good, but they're not. They try to take what I don't like is when they try to take credit for something that they're doing as if it's going to be this huge solution to every small business's problem. And that's not accurate, ladies and gentlemen. Raising the direct expensing to $250,000 is good because it helps some small business owners, but it doesn't help every small business owner. Here's another example. They stick their chest out and say we're gonna cut capital gains for small businesses. Small business owners, answer this question: how many of you had capital gains last year? Right, none of you, almost. You know, maybe you sold a stock or two, but that's not what they're talking about. For some reason, this administration actually thinks that a normal course of operating your business creates capital gains. It doesn't, does it? No, it doesn't. We buy things and package them up and sell them in the same year. There's no holding. You know, inventory is not something you can make. You get capital gains on. So to talk about giving capital gains, to cutting that to zero for small business capital gains, is only going to help those companies who are selling their business this year. And frankly, I'm not sure that those people are who they're talking about, and that those people who sell their business this year, I'm not sure they're going to be allowed to go to zero on their capital gains. So capital gains, cutting capital gains is not helping small businesses. Now, cutting capital gains across the board for everybody, that would help, but they're not going to do that. Investors, they're talking about cutting capital gains for investors into small business owners. They got to keep the investment in for 5 years. But if you invest in a small business, you're going to get a capital gains cut. So that's good. I like that. But everybody listening to me knows, every small business owner knows, that the vast majority, or let me put it this way, only a fraction of small businesses in America actually have investors or are prospects to ever have an investor. So even though cutting capital gains on investment in small business is a good thing, it is not helping the majority of small business owners. So I'm going to give you some credit for that, Mr. President, but not the kind of credit you seem to think you deserve for that. All right. Here is they're talking about helping out with the banks. And I'm glad that they're doing that. But here's the thing that they need to understand. Independent community banks have been lending to small business owners nonstop. You heard an independent community banker on my show yesterday say he'd never stopped lending to small business owners. His company never had any toxic assets. He didn't have one single subprime loan. 6,000 or 7,000 independent community banks, maybe 8,000, I don't know how many, maybe 8,000 independent community banks, the vast majority of them only are clean as a whistle, are wonderful banks loaning to small business owners all the time. So the things that they're talking about doing to free up loans for banks to buy some of these toxic assets in those independent community banks, I think it's $15 billion he's planning on buying up those toxic assets. That's in a fraction of the independent community banks in America. The vast majority of them, the I'm talking like 90-something percent probably, are clean as a whistle. They're in good shape, and they've never stopped lending to small business owners. Ladies and gentlemen, you've heard me say this for 11 and a half years. If you don't have a relationship with an independent community bank, you're making a mistake. I said that all these years, over a decade. It was good advice then. It's absolutely perfect survival advice right now. And so, Mr. President, I'm glad you're helping those independent community banks, but most of them didn't need any help, and they don't need any TARP money. So good for them. Now, here's where those are examples of what the president did that will be good, but they're not great. Here are some things that he's doing that are going to be really bad for small business. The Employee Free Choice Act that they're trying to pass through Congress right now, the House and the Senate, the unionization bill, unionism as the president calls it, this will be bad for every small business in America. Even those who won't become unionized, who are so small they won't become unionized, this is not good for them. The cap and trade policies, trying to regulate carbon, that's going to be a tax. That's going to result on a tax on small business owners because of their energy uses. The Davis-Bacon bill, every company that uses TARP money is going to, every stimulus contract is going to have to pay prevailing union wages, the Davis-Bacon Act. That's not going to be good for the marketplace. These are examples of things that I'm not going to give you credit for, Mr. Obama, because those are going to hurt small businesses. Got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassingham. I'll be right back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.